If you've ever thought about homeschooling your children, but it just seems so overwhelming and don't know where to start, Shannon Hayes is here to answer all of your questions with the Modern Homeschool Podcast. Class begins now.
Did you know that a homeschooler has won the Heisman Trophy? What about multiple Olympic medals for figure skating? How about 23 Grand Slam tennis championships? Or the NBA Rookie of the Year and Slam Dunk contest titles? How about national surf championships? Well, Tim Tebow, Michelle Kwan, Serena Williams, and of course her sister Venus, with her own impressive set of titles and medals, Blake Griffin and Bethany Hamilton are just a few of the more famous professional athletes who were homeschooled. I'm Shannon Hayes, back with another episode of the Modern Homeschool Podcast, and today we are going to talk about homeschoolers and sports, more specifically, participation in public school sports while homeschooling at the secondary or 6th through 12th grade levels. In Tennessee, homeschooled students are allowed to try out for public school sports teams in the county that they live in. So when it comes to school sports in Tennessee, there are really only two categories to be concerned with. There are those sports that are governed by the TSSAA and those that are not. The TSSAA stands for Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association. The TSSAA regulates the junior and senior high level athletic programs for 110,000 students, 426 schools, and over 5,000 teams. Sports that fall under TSSAA regulation are cross country, volleyball, golf, soccer, football, basketball, bowling, wrestling, baseball, softball, tennis, track and field, cheerleading, and dance. So TSSAA rules require that a homeschool student be enrolled in a school administered by their parent or guardian, and that they take a minimum of 5 academic subjects. The student has to have legal residence within the school district that they're registering with. And if they register with a private school, they can live within 20 miles of that private school. So homeschool students just have to meet the same academic and conduct standards as their public school counterparts. And they do have to submit proof to the member school and a TSSAA each semester. That's the rules as listed on the TSSAA website. So one more important note to make about participation in TSSAA regulated sports. Their bylaws actually require and are written in a way that homeschool students are required to register as independent homeschoolers. This means that you have to register directly with your local school board each year. So approximately 90 to 95% of Tennessee homeschoolers are homeschooled through church-related umbrella schools. Therefore, they are ineligible to try out for TSSAA sports. So if you are homeschooling and you use an umbrella school, I suggest that you actually talk to your school and see if it's a possibility to dual register, because some schools will allow it, some will not. It's a little bit tricky, but it can be done. You would have to be testing in the ninth grade level with the public school, but as a dual enrolled student, you could still earn your diploma through your umbrella school if they allow that. So, now for those sports not governed by the TSSAA, and we may be thinking, wait, are there any sports left after that long list? The decision for those sports is ultimately left up to the coach of the team. You're listening to the Modern Homeschool Podcast from the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. Henson Oakley Family Dentistry on West Jackson Street now offers Zoom teeth whitening. Okay, we are back today with the Modern Homeschool Podcast, and today I have some guests on to talk to us about their homeschooling experience and their experience in particular playing sports for the public school systems where they live. I want to welcome Leah Duquette and her twins, Billy and Cassidy Gilroy. Welcome, guys.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. So, Leah, tell me a little bit about your homeschool journey.
Well, I've homeschooled them since they started. They've never gone to public school other than playing the sports. They were just advanced and a little hyper, and I just knew they would get in trouble.
Especially. Surely not.
Yeah.
Not these two.
No. But so I decided, I originally, when we started, we were just going to homeschool until it didn't work for us anymore. I honestly thought it would just be a few years when we started. I had zero intentions ever of homeschooling them through high school. And when they got to be I think, 7th, 8th grade, I started asking them if they wanted to go to public school, and they did not. They wanted to stay homeschooled. And it's been their choice since then to continue to homeschool. They prefer it too.
That's awesome. We talk a lot about the homeschool journey being up to each family, being individual for each family. So you let them decide at a certain age, and they've just chosen to stay in the homeschool route.
Yeah. Yeah. We like sleeping in.
Who does not? That's one of the first things I say. Who likes to get up early? That's why we homeschool. That's not why we homeschool.
No, it's not why, but it's a wonderful
bonus.
Perk.
It's a bonus. Yeah.
It's a wonderful perk.
Okay. So let's talk about sports. Both of your kids have played sports in the public school system. And what county do you guys live in?
We live in Overton County.
Okay. Do they play with the Overton County, what is it, Livingston Academy?
Livingston Academy. Billy did, he started with doing cross country with Livingston Academy. He and the other girl that started with him were the first homeschoolers to want to join a public school team in Overton County. So they kind of... The school system there learned with us. They, you know, that first year there was a lot of, oh, no, we need this too. We also need this form. Sorry, we didn't realize we needed this one.
But they were fairly accommodating.
They were amazing.
Awesome.
They have been wonderfully welcoming. They have been great. The school board there, when, you know, we had to fill out the forms registering them with that, he did not put them with, they could stay under the umbrella school.
Oh.
And he did not even put that in his file with the regular ones. He kept it in a separate file. It was just for them to have for their paperwork.
That's awesome.
I never had any contact with him outside of filing the paperwork for.
And so when you say him, it's the coach. Is that who you're dealing with, the coach?
No, the coach, the guy who's over the athletics.
Okay. So like an athletic director.
For the Board of Education in Overton County.
Okay. Billy, do you want to tell us a little bit about your experience running cross country with Livingston?
It was a lot of fun. The first few weeks I was there, I'm not a very social person until I warm up to the crowd. But the first few weeks I was there, I kind of just kept my distance and observed a bit and just trying to see how things flowed, because I hadn't really interacted with public schoolers all too much before that. And the more I was like, the more I ran and the longer we were there, the more accommodated I got, and it became a very comfortable environment.
So you didn't feel like a weird, unsocialized homeschooler?
Nope. Not any more weird than usual.
Right. We love to bust that myth. And, you know, all kids are weird. I'm weird. I'm not even a kid. Everybody's a little weird. So
they would have been weird even if they went to public school.
Well,
they're my kids.
Okay, yeah. Billy, is that the only sport that you participated in? You did something else, didn't you?
Yeah, after cross country that season ended, I got talked into running track the following season, which takes place.
It's cross country is fall sport and track is a spring sport.
Okay, I know nothing about running, so that's all new to me. So same team, different team, same
school? It was the same coach, and a lot of the same people who ran cross country ran track in the off season for cross country to keep running, because there are still long distance events in track and field.
Okay.
And with the track team, there were some people there that didn't run cross country that made some of some of my favorite experiences of track and field, or from running public school sports, were made during the track and field season, because there were some very fun characters there that just made it a super fun experience.
So it was also a social interaction. It was an athletic interaction. Are you planning on running in the future for maybe a college team, or?
The thoughts crossed my mind, but.
And that experience would definitely help you if you chose to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you. Let's talk to Cassidy. Cassidy, tell me about your sport.
So I'm a swimmer on the Cookeville High School swim team.
Okay. And now you can swim with Cookeville High School because Livingston doesn't offer swim. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct. And it's that was because swimming is not one of the TSSAA sports. It is governed under TISCA, which is the Tennessee Interscholastic Swim Coaches Association, and they're in charge of it rather than TSSAA. that was entirely up to the coach and the school and everything. And they let them swim with them. They allow them to swim with them because Overton County does not offer a swim team.
Okay. So, Cassidy, tell me a little bit about your experience. When do you practice swim?
So, I start swimming at 5:05 a.m.
I knew that, and I was amazed by that. I can't imagine wanting to be... We were just talking about homeschoolers not liking to get up early, and she's over here going swimming to practice at 5 in the morning. And now, do you compete, like, at swim meets and
yes.
such? And you compete on the same level as all of the other public school kids?
Yes. I, for the first... 2 years?
The first 2 years.
I was treated as an exhibitionist, which means that I don't get to swim or make points for the team. I was not allowed to be on the same level as everyone else on the team because I was homeschooled.
Huh. So it was just specifically because you were homeschooled, all the other kids don't have to do that.
Not because I was homeschooled, but because I lived in a different county.
Oh, okay.
Because we were from a different county.
They didn't make an exception for that.
Okay.
So the kids they swam, they practiced with the team, they had team swimsuits and they swam with the team, but mm-hmm. they did not score points for the team and they could not compete in the relays.
The same rule also applied to the Upperman school swimmers?
Correct.
So it wasn't just
Okay, so it was just across the board?
Because Upperman also swims with the Cookeville High School swim team and practices with them, but then they have to have their own people because they're their own score.
This last 2 years, though... I have been allowed to swim on the team and make points for the team because my coach has been gracious enough. And what director was it that let
the athletic director?
The athletic director ended up
Cookeville.
Waiving the fact that I was from another team or from another county and let me be fully part of the team.
So what I'm hearing is it's up to the athletic directors. It's up to the individual counties. So what I'm just going to say to everybody, if you have homeschool kids that are interested in playing sports for public schools, check with your particular county and the athletic director, program director, or coach for the team in particular, because there's sort of leeway,
yes.
and it might be different from county to county. One more important note about sports and homeschoolers. In Tennessee, it is legally required to allow homeschoolers to try out for public school teams. So that means if this is a no-cut team where everyone makes the team, those homeschoolers also make the team if they try out. I want to thank you guys all for coming in. I know it's early on a Saturday. Thank you, Leah and Cassidy and Billy.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to The Modern Homeschool. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.